slept with girls their age, but girls much older than them. Nero was almost sure he'd even slept with some girl's hot mother.
Just talk to her about it. Girls love that shit.
Tell her it really hurt you, and that she needs to say sorry by sucking your dick. That's what I would do. Nero shook his head at his friend. The guy was crazy. There was no way Nero would talk to her first. She needed to figure out what she had done on her own. Nero wasn't going to give Elle the satisfaction of knowing it had hurt him.
No, man. I'll enjoy watching her crawl back to me.
Nero made his mind up. She will crawl, and she won't fucking do it again. Nero looked over at Vincent when he spoke.
A piece of advice? That girl will never crawl to anyone. You'll be lucky to get that girl on her knees, period.
If I'm lucky enough to get her on her knees, why would you say she needs to say sorry by sucking me off?
Nero kept his eyes on Elle. The girls were whispering. He figured Elle was talking about him.
About how much she misses me already.
Vincent's laugh drew Nero's attention.
I said, if it was me, man.
Now Nero's head was filled with the image of Elle sucking Vincent's dick, which only made him even more furious. He was glad they'd finally reached the girls' classroom. He couldn't look at Elle any longer. Walking behind her was torture. It was hard not to look at her ass, thinking about giving in and talking to her just so he could kiss her again and grab it. Nero watched Amo wait by the door while Chloe walked in the classroom right before Elle turned again, looking him in the eye. Nero stared back like he didn't give a shit. Then he watched Elle stomp into the room. Nero looked at his crew, who were laughing and shaking their heads. Nero was on the verge of giving them a lesson or two. He ran his hands through his hair.
Let's go.
This is going to be one long-ass day.
Elle went to her seat, not believing the way Nero was acting toward her.
He can't even tell me bye.
Once they were settled, Chloe asked her the question Elle had been waiting for.
You okay? You're, like, zoning out now.
Elle knew Chloe always worried.
Yeah, I'm fine, Chloe. I'm just a little tired from work.
Chloe nodded, and their class began, bringing Elle back to her memory from earlier. She had been forced to get her nose reset, and her arm had indeed been broken. That was another day she had learned a valuable lesson.
Don't look anyone in the eyes.
Unfortunately, Elle wasn't the only one who had learned a lesson. From that day forward, Chloe had started completely walking behind her. Elle welcomed her there. She was glad to become Chloe's armor. Calculus flew by, and Elle hoped Nero's mood was no longer sour. Something in her even wondered if she would find them in the hall waiting for her. When she exited her classroom, she didn't know whether she was grateful to find them there or unhappy. She looked at Nero's still pissed-off face and came to a conclusion.
Very unhappy.
The hall break went the same as the last. Nero continued to walk behind her, next to Vincent, when he was more than capable of holding her hand. That was what was driving her mad. Her hand itched to be held by his, whether she wanted to admit it or not. They were close to the Spanish door, and still Nero refused to talk to her.
He's acting like a child.
Elle really hated the whole silent treatment thing. She watched Amo do as he usually did. Stand beside the door. She knew he hadn't opened it because that would force her to go in and not talk to Nero. Chloe walked in the classroom, and Elle's feet told her to walk in as well, but her mind told her otherwise. Elle decided to turn around instead and face Nero.
What is your problem?
She looked straight at his green, scary eyes, wishing she hadn't said it. She saw Vincent smile and walk toward Amo, leaving her to deal with Nero alone. Nero calmly asked,
"What do you think my problem is, Elle?"
She didn't like his calm voice, because it didn't match the way she knew he felt.
"I don't know what your problem is.
That's why I'm freaking asking. She tried to mimic his calm voice. Nero was quick. He grabbed her arms and scooted her away farther from the other's ears, placing her against the lockers.
What is it with him and shoving me against things?
Nero lowered his head to speak in her ear, keeping his hands on her arms to lock her in place.
My problem is simple, El. I have a problem with you having no trouble saying thank you to someone else. I have a problem with you wrapping your arms around someone else. And I have a big fucking problem with you not minding kissing someone else. Not one fucking time have you done any of those things to me without my asking, or just doing it because you want to, not because I want you to.
Elle listened to every word Nero said to her. She had never considered he was mad at her, much less that he could be mad at her for that. She hadn't even thought about what she was doing to Amo. She had simply been elated Chloe was safe and sound. Nero looked at her face for her reply, but she didn't know what to say. She had been caught off guard.
I wasn't even thinking. I was happy that he brought Chloe there safely.
Why do you think he did that, El?
His eyes were becoming even more furious. El knew, but things were different between them.
I know, Nero, but I don't like Amo.
She turned her head away. She couldn't look at his eyes for this.
It's not easy for me to do those things when I've never done them to someone I like.
She heard Nero exhale before he grabbed her chin to look at him.
I don't want to see you ever touch another guy again. You can kiss and hug your father and brother, but if I find out you've touched another guy, I don't give a shit who it is. They won't live to let it happen again.
Elle swallowed hard and nodded her head. She believed him. She couldn't believe she was going to say it.
I'm sorry.
She thought Nero was waiting for something. Yet then he kissed her. It was a hard kiss, and she let their tongues meet for a brief second before he pulled away.
I'm still pissed, but we're going to be late for class.
He let her go, and she pulled away, going into the classroom. She blushed and ran in the room when she saw Amo and Vincent smiling. This time, Amo held the door open for her. Chapter 17. A page from Chloe's book. The lunch bell rang, and Elle and Chloe walked out of their Spanish class. Elle was happy to see Nero's face, and eyes had calmed down. She walked over to him as Amo started walking toward the cafeteria. Elle reluctantly began walking behind him when Nero didn't act like he was going to move.
I guess he is still pissed.
After a few steps toward the cafeteria, Elle felt Nero's hand grab hers. She looked over at him and smiled, and then on her own, she decided to walk closer beside him. She really had missed holding his hand. When they reached the lunchroom, Amo stopped to wait for them. Once they were in one big group, Nero spoke.
So, what do you girls want to eat?
Elle dropped her hand from Nero's when Chloe and her eyes met. They didn't know how to respond.
It's either pizza or the same line that's always been here of chicken patties and hamburgers.
Elle and Chloe both turned their heads to stare at Nero. They had never gotten to pick on taste.
I don't care.
Elle got out.
Yeah, me either.
Chloe looked at the floor.
Jesus, pick already, I'm fucking starving.
Amo, on the other hand, was still grouchy and tired. Elle looked at the two lines. Hardly anyone was in the chicken and hamburger line.
Chicken patties sound fine.
Who the hell doesn't choose pizza?
Vincent obviously wasn't happy with their choice.
Elle, do you like pizza?
She looked at Nero, remembering what he had told her about lying. She had already made him mad once today, and she'd learned she didn't like it when he was mad at her. Elle silently said,
Yes.
Chloe, do you eat pizza?
Amo asked that time. Chloe looked over at Elle, and Elle hoped she understood to tell the truth. She nodded.
"So why the hell can't I have pizza?"
Vincent clearly wanted some pizza.
"Elle, why did you pick that line?"
She looked up at Nero and bit her lip. She really didn't want to lie to him. Therefore, the only thing she could possibly do was evade the question. And by the looks of their three faces, they weren't going to let her off. She decided not to look at their eyes.
"We always pick the line that doesn't have anyone in it."
"And what happens if the lines are about the same?"
She really wished Nero would quit asking her questions. She felt all their eyes on her, waiting for her answer, except Chloe's. She was looking at the ground, wringing her hands. She didn't want them to know any more than Elle did.
"Hey guys, what's up?"
Leo had found them and joined in, giving her hope she might not have to answer.
"Shut up, Leo. Answer the fucking question, Elle."
Elle was shocked Amo had been the one to say that.
"All hope is lost."
Elle decided to take a page from Chloe's book. She looked at the floor.
"If the lines are even, then we pick the line that has the least scary people in it."
"Jesus Christ,"
Elle heard Nero say.
"For fuck's sake,"
Amo chimed in.
"Motherfuckers,"
Vincent added.
"Does that mean they don't want Pete's?"
"Shut up, Leo."
Nero, Amo, and Vincent all said it at the same time, making Elle and Chloe jump.
"From now on, you fucking eat what you want to. Do you both understand?"
Elle nodded her head at Nero. Chloe still didn't reply.
"Chloe, if you want fucking pizza, you eat fucking pizza, got it?"
Amo yelled at her. Chloe didn't waste any time to nod in understanding. Elle was ready to move on, so she decided to scurry away to the pizza line, no matter how badly her instincts screamed to go in the other line. Chloe wasted no time following her. As Elle hurried away, she thought she heard Vincent say,
"Let's fucking kill 'em."
Leo ended up being the first one to join them. They were all way in the back of the line since they were talking while everyone else had gotten in. When the three guys finally joined them, they didn't look very pleased.
"I don't know why they even asked me what I wanted to eat if pizza was clearly the only option."
"No way I'm waiting this fucking long. You know they run out of pizza. Let's cut,"
Amo said. By the looks of the guys' faces, they were ready to cut. Elle didn't feel comfortable about it.
"No, that's wrong. We're not cutting."
She looked at Nero to make sure he understood.
"Sorry, sweetheart. After what you just told me, I frankly don't give a shit about right and wrong."
Vincent passed them and yelled,
"Move!"
to the person ahead of them. She watched Amo join in, making everyone part the line. Elle was shoved by Nero to move forward, giving Elle and Chloe no option other than to cut the line. Elle was shocked Nero was making her do this. She didn't feel right about cutting in front of people. When they reached the trays, the guys stopped and grabbed one. Amo handed his to Chloe and Vincent handed his to her. Elle reached and grabbed it, swearing Vincent's face made her do it. Now that she and Chloe had a tray, Elle walked through the line, figuring she might as well enjoy it. Once next week started, she was going to be lucky to eat without lunch money. The cost of lunch had gone up to a ridiculous price, but no one at a prep school would dare complain. Elle got out of the line first, charging it to her account. She waited for Chloe to come out of the line. By the way the boys had probably pissed everyone off, she decided not to go until one of them had checked out. Nero checked out first and started walking back to the table with Elle following behind. Once they were seated, Elle was caught off guard when Nero pulled her in for a kiss on the cheek. She still wasn't used to him, and she definitely wasn't used to it when she was around Chloe. Elle was glad when Leo sat again in the empty seat next to Chloe. She could tell Chloe eased a bit when he did. Elle looked around and saw that all the boys had bought an extra piece of pizza.
"That's why they never have any left."
Elle smiled when she picked up her pepperoni pizza and saw Chloe doing the same. For once, she actually liked what she had gotten for lunch.
When was the last time you ate pizza at school?
Nero couldn't just let me enjoy it, could he? She was really starting to hate the whole honesty thing.
Since middle school. I had it freshman year.
Elle looked over at Chloe.
That didn't help, Chloe.
While the guys were becoming agitated by her answers, she didn't understand why they would ask these questions when they knew they wouldn't like the outcome. She figured Leo sensed everyone was on edge, since he tried to change the conversation. However, the thing he asked was possibly the worst thing he could, making it only worse.
Chloe, how did you get those scars?
She knew Leo was young and didn't know how she got them, but figured everyone else had already heard about it. She waited for the guys to say shut up, because this really would be the right time to do it. But they didn't. They clearly wanted to hear it, too. Elle looked at Chloe, who was staring at her plate. She really hated that Leo had asked that. Elle decided to get the story over with.
She was in a car accident.
Oh, dang! When?
Leo became intrigued. Elle put down her pizza.
When we were freshmen.
That suck!
Elle grabbed her head. She heard a buzzing noise and started blinking, trying to focus on what had just happened. She had seen something fly out of the corner of her eye a moment ago, and whatever it had been had really started to sting her head. As the buzzing started to cease, all Elle could hear was laughter. Elle felt Nero and the rest of the guys stand up. Then she heard Nero's voice.
Who the fuck just did that?
While the room became eerily silent, Elle grew scared. The guys were already pissed off. She didn't want them to get hurt because of her. Elle managed to get the word, don't, out while she pulled her hand from her head, trying to grab Nero's. That was when she saw the blood on her hand. Nero immediately noticed it as well, distracting her from his questioning.
Shit, Nero, she needs to get out of here,
Vincent spoke. Elle still felt Nero fuming as he tried to get her to stand.
Yeah, let's get them out of here, and we can deal with the fucker outside of school,
she heard Amo quietly speak. Nero helped Elle up, grabbing her around her waist as she stood.
It's going to be okay, baby,
he murmured. Elle tried to nod her head, relieved he hadn't started a fight. Vincent had come around to help walk her out of the cafeteria, and Elle let them lead her out. When they reached the door and exited, Nero bent down and picked her up, holding her in his arms. She tried to search for Chloe, afraid she might have been too shocked to come.
Chloe!
Shh, almost got her.
Elle calmed down and relaxed into his arms. She fought the feeling to close her eyes, no matter how much she wanted to, as her head rested on his chest. As Nero passed the victory wall that was filled with sports memorabilia and encased in glass, she wondered where he was taking her. She heard a metal door open and a ceiling that felt like 1,000 feet high greeted her. She didn't understand why he was taking her in the gym. He walked to the other end and she had a feeling of where he was taking her. She didn't exactly have the greatest memories of that place either.
Vince, bring me the first aid kit.
Chapter 18. I will enjoy watching you scream. Nero sat Elle down on one of the benches. She knew he was taking her in the locker room. She heard the door open again and saw Vincent set a white box down on the bench beside her before leaving without saying a word. She had a feeling he might have been just as pissed as Nero. Nero went to the sink and wet a bunch of paper towels. He then walked back over and handed her one to wash her hand before he lowered himself in front of her, going to his haunches. Elle could only stare up at Nero as he pressed the towels to her head. His face was calm while his emerald eyes looked like they were on fire. She had gotten used to the calm exterior while his eyes showed his true feelings.
He is so beautiful.
I don't think you'll need stitches, Nero said, opening the first aid kit.
Elle tried to lighten the mood with a laugh.
Well, that's a first.
She regretted it the moment the words left her mouth.
Elle, this isn't funny.
Nero stopped what he was doing to look at her.
I can't let them do this to you anymore. It's hard enough to hear that you pick what to eat based on who the fuck scares you less.
I know, Nero, but please.
She took his hand and touched his battered knuckles.
You promised me you would try.
She watched Nero take a deep breath before he went back into the box and pulled out a white tube, squeezing the ointment on the tip of his finger. He reached up and rubbed it on her head. Elle made a face when it started stinging.
Oh, yeah, this might sting, he said.
Elle smiled, finally able to calm him down a bit.
Thanks for letting me know beforehand.
Nero actually smiled back.
No problem.
He grabbed a Band-Aid from the kit and opened it.
Do I want to know how you know your way around a first aid kit? I probably don't.
He placed the Band-Aid on her head then and leaned his head down. Elle felt his lips brush her skin just above it.
Nope.
I figured.
Nero stood and took Elle's hand to help her up. When she was standing, he swept her hair off her forehead. She saw Nero look closer.
How'd you get that scar?
Nero touched the high end of her forehead off to the side. A faint scar remained there that almost went into her hairline. She didn't like where this was going. She looked away from him, unable to answer him this time. Nero grabbed Elle's face.
How did you get that fucking scar?
I can't tell you.
Elle could never tell him how she had received it. She didn't want him to find out Chloe had been a part of it in this very room. She couldn't risk lying to him and making him mad at her either. Elle became frightened at what he did next.
God damn it, Elle!
Nero picked up the first aid kit and threw it at a wall filled with lockers. The kit broke in half and everything came flying out. Nero then pushed back his hair and shut his eyes. She realized he had hit the breaking point. She was about to witness all hell breaking loose. He started walking for the door, and Elle ran after him. She was afraid he would end up doing something terrible.
What if he got expelled? Then he'll leave me.
Elle picked up her feet and reached out her hand to grab him.
Nero, please. Please stop.
Nero stopped when Elle's hand touched his. She walked into him as he stood there, wrapping her arms around his neck.
Don't leave me,
she whispered, placing her head in the crook of his neck. Nero backed her up two steps, putting her back against a wall of lockers, placing his hands on the lockers beside her. Elle mumbled into Nero's neck.
If you start a fight, you'll get suspended or worse, expelled.
Nero gritted out,
Baby, I can't let them get away with this.
She felt Nero go completely still, though he remained on the verge of walking out.
Nero, I don't want to be alone again.
Elle squeezed him tighter and tried to push her face into his neck deeper. Nero harshly said each word.
Then make me stay.
Elle removed her head from his neck and looked up at him, knowing what he was asking. She had found out what it was like being close to him and him not touching her. Elle didn't want to find out what it would be like not seeing him. As a result, she would give in and give him what he wanted.
Take off your jacket.
His still, harsh voice started to make her nervous. Nero hadn't moved an inch. He was like ice. Elle reluctantly started taking off her jacket, though he didn't give her any space to do so, with his arms still braced on the lockers and his body against hers. She could feel his eyes over her body as she shrugged it off. When the jacket hit the floor, Elle's heart started beating out of her chest. She had no idea what to do. She just knew he wanted her to do something to him for a change. Elle decided to do what she had been dying to do from the first time they were in the art supply closet alone. She had always kept her eyes mostly to his chest for several reasons. One, she couldn't look him in his eyes most times. Two, her eye level was at his chest. Lastly, she enjoyed looking at it under his white dress shirts. Elle raised her hands to his shirt and went for the highest button he had fastened on the top middle of his chest. She shakily unbuttoned it, revealing more of his chest. Moving her hands down, she managed to release another button, exposing his whole chest and the top of his abdomen. Elle thought her heart was going to explode, looking at his perfectly toned chest. The tanned skin begged her to touch it, so she slowly placed her hands on his taut muscles. She leaned in and lightly placed a kiss in the middle as she parted his shirt wide by moving her hands across his chest. She loved the feel of his skin under her hands, warm and smooth. She kissed his chest again and again, determined to make him stay. This time, when Elle kissed his chest, she let her tongue lick the skin. Nero tasted better than she had imagined. Enjoying the taste, she raised higher, kissing and licking him up toward his neck. She felt his rage turn into desire with every passing second as she ran her hands up his chest, then behind his neck and into his hair. She had been itching to run her hands through his dark mass, jealous every time he did so. She pulled his head down closer to her so she could get to his neck without straining her legs. She paid the same attention to his neck as she had to his chest, but she hadn't broken Nero yet. She greedily sucked his skin into her mouth and bit down. Elle smiled against his skin when a rough noise escaped his mouth.
"I hope it left a mark."
It did. When Nero still refused to move, she lapped at her bite mark, proud it was going to be there for a while. Elle felt Nero finally drop his hands from the locker. He put a hand in her hair and pulled while his other went to the lower part of her back. She looked up at him and saw his eyes were hungry, however they were no longer hungry for blood. Elle was ready for his kiss this time. She wanted it just as much as he did. She wanted the taste of his mouth, therefore when his tongue entered hers, she sucked on it, trying to mimic what he had done to hers earlier. Nero grabbed Elle's ass in his hands, squeezing it and lifting her higher. She felt his hardness through her jeans against her mound. Earlier it had frightened her, but now she was driven by pure lust. Nero was making her feel things she had never felt before, and Elle was sure it should scare her. Nero had moved his hands up her back under her shirt. She didn't think they could feel any better than they did when she held them.
"Oh, but they definitely do."
Nero returned Elle's favor from earlier, kissing her down her chin to her neck. He licked the skin, making Elle let out a whimper from the sensitivity, giving her goosebumps. Elle started to breathe heavily. His touch was driving her crazy. He sucked her neck into his mouth, making Elle grip his hair, pulling him into her neck. Elle released a moan as he sucked another part into his mouth. Nero moved his hands to her abdomen at the sound, causing a trail of fire on her skin. When Nero's hand rose higher, the spell she had been put under started wearing off. She managed to get out,
"Nero,"
and she was certain it sounded like a moan, so she pulled his hair back. Nero switched to the other side of her neck, licking and sucking, giving the same care to the opposite side. Elle felt herself melt once more before his hands started going higher again, making her skin burn. He was getting too close to her bra. Even being in pure ecstasy, Elle wasn't ready for that step. She tried again.
Nero, she steadied her voice. Please.
She thanked God it sounded less like a moan this time. El could feel how bad he wanted to just lift his hands a little higher. Consequently, she dropped her hands to his arms.
I can't.
As Nero rested his head in her neck, letting his breathing calm, El was able to slow her breath as well. The cold air of the locker room made her shiver from the still exposed skin of her belly. She knew he was probably continuing to debate, feeling her boobs. Elle let out a deep breath as his hands slowly traveled back down her stomach. She might have regretted it a little bit, but she knew he was taking his time to make her regret it.
Well, it worked.
She did miss Nero's face in her neck as he stood straight up. He looked in her eyes, and she wondered if she made a good decision starting something like that with a guy like Nero. She knew he was like a wolf. The man was definitely an animal, and he looked at her only as food. Yet that excited a small part of Elle, and that was what scared her the most. Nero returned to his original position by bracing his hands on the lockers.
Really? Did that just not happen?
Put your jacket back on.
Elle didn't know what to think when he said that. But she had made up her mind that she would do as he asked if it meant he wouldn't get in a fight because of her. Not to mention, she didn't want to test him when he was a second away from ripping her clothes off. Elle slid down the lockers with what little room Nero had given her, keeping her eyes on his body, making sure he wasn't going to pounce while she felt for her jacket on the ground. She felt Nero's gaze too intently and looked up at his eyes, watching her crouched down at his feet. A shiver went down her spine. She had a feeling he'd had that planned. Elle touched her jacket and took it in her hands, wishing she could look away, but he held her eyes like he dared her to move them. There was no way Elle would take that dare. She slowly rose up from the ground, her own sexual desire growing between her thighs. She swallowed as she stared into his lustful eyes. For once, she knew exactly what he was thinking, the image he was playing through his mind. She had to get her jacket back on somehow in the confined space. Her breasts met his still exposed chest through her thin bra and t-shirt as she pulled her jacket up her back. The moment it was on, Elle backed up as far as she could, wishing somehow she could melt into the lockers.
Now, button my shirt.
His voice still sounded rough. Elle was afraid. When this was over, he would beat the shit out of someone to blow off some steam. Elle decided to regretfully and politely ask,
When I do, are you going to storm out of here and murder some...
Baby...
His gruff voice sounded through her ear as he closed what little space she had left.
You really don't want to try me right now.
Elle squeezed her legs together.
What is he doing to me?
As she picked up her hands and went to button the lowest one she had undone, Elle decided to lean in one last time for a taste. She was going to give him a reason to be at school tomorrow. She sweetly placed a kiss on the part of his chest she was about to conceal, then she buttoned it.
Nero clearly isn't the sweet kind of guy.
Subsequently this time, she ran her tongue up the small gap of chest about to be covered before she buttoned the final button. Elle smiled back up at him, satisfied, but she really shouldn't have.
Oh, shit.
Nero grabbed Elle and flipped her around, shoving the front of her body into the lockers, ensuring the side of her face that wasn't hurt was the one pressed up against them. Elle felt the whole front of Nero's body flat against her backside. She could feel through her jeans that he was harder than a rock on her ass. His hands were on her abdomen again, but this time they were above her thin shirt. Elle thought her legs would fall off if she squeezed them together any tighter. Nero spoke in her ear.
I will find out who hurt you today, and I will fucking enjoy them screaming in pain.
I will find out every single thing anyone and everyone has done to you, and I will enjoy watching them all scream in pain."
Nero moved his hands up her shirt and grasped each breast, making El arch back into him.
"Then I will enjoy watching you scream as I fuck you, because, baby, I will pop that cherry very soon."
Nero must have read her mind as he gave another tight squeeze to her breasts.
"I give you my word that my dick will be the first and only to slide in and out of your tight, wet pussy, and you will be the one crawling and begging for me to take it."
El couldn't believe the words that had come from his mouth, but her body was betraying her by enjoying every harsh word. She had no response and remained unable to think of one when he flipped her body back around to conquer her mouth one last time. Her mouth had betrayed her as well by letting him suck her tongue in his mouth. Nero grabbed her hand once he was finished making his point.
"Yeah, by completely violating me."
Nero walked her out of the locker room. When the gymnasium greeted her once again, she felt confused, used, and needy. Her damned body was turned up to 1,000 degrees after that last event. When she saw Amo, Vincent, Leo, and Chloe on the bleachers, her body decided to add complete embarrassment to that list. She glanced over at Nero, saw his smug, gorgeous face, and felt she was playing into his very skilled hands. He had her right where he wanted her, and she knew it.
"You will be the one crawling and begging for me."
With what had taken place in the locker room, she had already gotten on the ground to start that crawling and begging. She had taken it there because she'd realized she didn't want to lose Nero just yet. She liked it when he held her hand. She liked it when he paid her attention. She liked looking at him and talking to him. Most of all, she felt she and Chloe were just a bit safer in this hellhole with him. "If getting on the ground is what keeps those good things in my life, then fine. But I will not crawl. I absolutely will not beg. Stupid wolf." Chapter 19. Perfect. Let's all break necks.
"Stupid girl, you have no idea what you just did."
Now that Nero had seen a flash of the true El, he was going to make sure she would come out and play. He didn't think a girl could be so innocent and sexy at the same time. The way El had been incredibly eager to please him and greedy to have him had made it almost impossible for him not to take her. The only reason he had fought himself was because he planned to have her for good. He didn't know if it was because she was about to die by the hand of his father, or if it was because he had found out the extremes of her torture. It could have been the moment he saw the blood on her hand, or the proud look in her eyes after she licked him. Nero smiled to himself as he walked across the gym. When he had told her to make him stay, he honestly had thought she'd merely kiss him. Instead, El had taken it to the next level by unbuttoning his shirt. That was when he had known she really wanted him. Then he thought he would see the extent of how much she wanted to please him by telling her to pick up her jacket. When she had slid down the lockers, his dick had never been harder in his life. Furthermore, when he had seen her eyes that were aware exactly of what he was picturing, her sucking his dick somehow had become harder. He'd had her right there on the ground, and still he hadn't taken her.
"Yeah, and my dick regrets it."
So he'd thought the least she could do was button his shirt back. Nero had to get something out of the whole thing if he was walking out with blue balls, and that was how he had decided to show her what her future held.
"She just had to lick it and give me the proudest fucking look."
The feel of her tits and ass in his hands had been exactly how he had thought they'd be. A little more than a handful of perfection. After that, all Nero had to do was hold them after he ripped her clothes off. When Nero and Elle walked closer to the bleachers, he let her run to Chloe's side. He was somehow not shocked that Chloe ended up looking worse than Elle after the whole thing, reminding him of what had happened during lunch. His hate began to outweigh his sexual needs again. A moment later, Amo, Vincent, and Leo walked over.
"Please tell me we can kill every motherfucker in that lunchroom now."
He had known Vincent was ready for a fight.
"I want the piece of shit who threw the carton of milk. Where did it come from?"
Nero didn't think someone would try to pull a stunt like that with his crew there. Although Nero knew that the person had hit their intended target, it could have hit any one of them. He was blaming himself. He had been paying attention to what Elle was talking about.
"I should have seen it coming."
They all three shook their heads.
"All right, we need to ask around and make people talk."
Nero smoothed his hair down.
"For some fucking reason, Elle won't tell me what else they've done to her. That's at least the second scar she will have on her head, and there's no telling what kind of shit won't leave a mark. I don't care who has touched her, whether it's dicks or bitches. We will do exactly what they did to her. I want every fucking detail."
Amo finally spoke up.
"That sounds fair, man."
Nero knew Amo was on the verge of murder just as much as he was.
"Good. I want Amo to snap some fucking necks." "Yeah, way too fucking fair,"
Vincent agreed.
"Perfect. Let's all break necks. Then we've got three fucking rounds of payback."
Nero looked over at Elle sitting beside Chloe, whispering. He knew she was trying to comfort her. Nero was drawn to Elle by the way she protected Chloe.
"I just wish it didn't mean becoming the target."
"She all right?"
Amo asked him.
"Unfortunately, she takes hits too well."
He didn't like how she could make a joke out of what had happened. She was probably happy it ended up hitting her. Nero wasn't okay with that.
"She's some tough shit."
Vincent's voice sounded proud.
"Yeah, I think the question is, will she be all right?"
Nero noticed Chloe didn't look quite as well. Amo was definitely looking forward to the destruction about to come.
"Let's fucking find out."
When Elle saw Chloe's face, she ran to her side and sat down next to her on the bleachers.
"You okay, Chloe?"
Chloe's face was a blank stare toward the floor. You would think there was nothing inside of her, but Elle knew she was fighting back her demons. Her hair was a curtain on the right side of her face. It killed Elle. Chloe had actually been starting to become slightly comfortable. Elle noticed she had slept, eaten, and showered her face more in the passing days.
"Now it's all gone to hell."
When Chloe gave no response, Elle tried again.
"I'm fine, just a little bump is all. You know, it wasn't the worst thing that could happen to me. There's a good in all this. They can't get close to us clearly with these monsters."
Elle pointed to the guys talking a few feet away.
"So now they have to throw things at us. A milk carton, huh? That is totally cliche. I can't believe the robots thought they'd take us down with that."
Elle knew Chloe appreciated a good joke. When Chloe's eyes glanced over at Elle, she knew she could break through.
"It could have been worse, you know?"
"How?"
Chloe whispered back. Elle smiled. She had gotten her to talk.
"Well, the worst thing that could have happened from the whole thing was the milk carton could have busted. Chocolate milk is a bitch to get out."
When Chloe attempted a smile, Elle relaxed.
"So, what do you think they're going to do when they find out who threw it?"
Elle looked up at the four guys staring at them.
"Something tells me I'd rather not know."
Chloe lowered her voice even more, not wanting them to know they were talking about them.
"I thought Nero might have been crazy, but did you see Vincent? He has a multiple personality disorder that's way worse than being bipolar."
Elle kept her voice down as well.
"I definitely don't want them to hear." "I noticed that too. He went from Brad Pitt to Rambo in 2 seconds.
When Chloe let out a chuckle, Elle couldn't help giggling with her. El saw the boys walk over.
Oh, crap. Did they hear us?
Chloe asked nervously. El looked at their pissed-the-hell-off faces.
Quick, act like you're still upset.
El saw Chloe's head snap back down as the boys closed the gap. Vincent sat down beside her and wrapped his arm around Elle's shoulders.
How do you feel, sweetheart?
Elle looked at Vincent's baby blue eyes. He was back to being Brad Pitt again.
Good. I kicked that chocolate milk's ass, right?
Yeah, straight to the ground.
Vincent laughed. Elle and Leo laughed with him, and even Chloe let a laugh escape. But Nero and Amo didn't think the joke was funny. Vincent took the chance to ask Chloe,
And how are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine.
Elle couldn't guess if she was still trying to play along that she was upset or couldn't handle Vincent's flirting.
Would you two happen to have a feeling of who might have thrown it?
Elle wondered why Vincent was asking all the questions. When she looked at his pretty boy face, she found out why. He was trying to use his good looks and charms on them to find out what they wanted.
Nope. Do you, Chloe?
Elle turned to Chloe, hoping she wouldn't dare open her mouth either.
Me either.
Chloe shook her head. Vincent gave a smile.
How about maybe I should start to ask someone?
Maybe a lunch lady saw. I'd start there.
Elle smiled back.
I say we start with Sebastian,
Amo said.
That the psycho from yesterday?
Leo asked.
That's him. Let's get the girls back to class.
Nero sounded like the boys wouldn't be heading back to class. Elle reluctantly stood. She didn't want to go to Spanish, since she couldn't keep an eye on him there. Nero gave her a look to go on and start walking, but Elle needed them all to understand something.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I really hope you all listen. That was the first time since I started coming here, they were too scared to show their faces. Usually they stand right in my face and do whatever they're going to do while the teachers look the other way. I'm not rich, and my family doesn't have power. That's why they get away with it, and that's fine. But you can't go around hurting the kids whose parents would come in here and blow a gasket, threatening to pull their kid out. Legacy Prep only wants one thing, and that's money. If I leave because of bullying, then they get to keep my scholarship money, and that is a hell of a lot more than my paycheck and tips I give them for the rest.
Elle hoped she drove her point home.
We're just going to talk to them, sweetheart,
Vincent said, standing up.
Let me make it clearer.
Let me paint a picture for you guys. If you three go and start a bunch of fights, then you get kicked out of school. And that leaves Chloe and me stuck here alone with all the people you just pissed off. So you all think about that when you go to talk to them.
That isn't going to fucking happen,
Amo said, crossing his arms. When Elle went to open her mouth again, Nero shut her up.
Elle, class, now.
As Elle stomped off, ready to wring all their necks, she heard Chloe getting up to run beside her. Nero caught up to her, attempting to hold her hand, but she wasn't in the mood. Unfortunately, Nero couldn't have cared less, and as such, she was forced to hold his hand back to class. When they reached her classroom, Elle had some parting words.
None of you better do anything stupid.
Then she walked off, without even telling Nero goodbye.
Does she know who she's talking to?
Amo asked when Elle slammed the classroom door.
Oh yes, she does. And that's the problem.
After what he had done with her in the locker room, she was very aware of the kind of man he was. Nero saw the guys all shake their heads.
We're all going to be lucky to come out of this sane.
Looking over to Leo, Nero spoke.
Go on to class. Ask around. Let me know if you find anything out.
All right. Catch you guys later.
Leo walked off. Nero and his crew were going to miss the last part of class again to have some alone time with Sebastian once more. Vincent started walking toward the back of the school.
Three guesses where the bitch is, and the first two don't count.
Chapter 20. I bet you can't even aim your piss in the toilet. Nero followed Vincent out the back school doors. They were hardly used and only there in case of an emergency. Walking out, they headed along the school building, following the smell. When they reached the rich boy douchebags smoking pot, it was everything Nero could do not to beat the shit out of Sebastian right then and there.
Get the fuck out of here!
Nero wanted to make it clear they didn't want to finish their weed, but mostly he enjoyed watching them run. When Sebastian tried to make a run for it too, Nero pushed him hard, making him fall backwards.
I don't think so.
Hey, I didn't do anything.
Sebastian held up his hands. Nero squatted down beside him.
Nothing? Really? So you didn't happen to fucking throw the milk at L's face?
No, of course not. You think I could really throw something across the cafeteria and not miss?
Nero watched Sebastian practically shed a few tears.
Yeah, you're probably right. I bet you can't even aim your piss in the toilet.
Sebastian tried to smile and laugh.
Yeah, I can't even do that.
I guess you didn't happen to see who did then.
Sebastian violently shook his head. Nero looked up at Amo and Vincent standing above them.
What do you think? You think he's telling us the truth?
Vincent smiled.
Maybe we should help him remember.
Sebastian was practically crying now.
No, I don't know anything, I swear.
All right, calm down.
He needed Sebastian to get his next message.
Now I'm going to give you one last chance. You tell us right now everything you have done to Elle and Chloe, and I will make sure I won't let Amo kill you.
Nero watched Sebastian look up toward Amo. Amo didn't have to make himself look scary.
He's already scary as fuck.
Sebastian thought about his next words.
I haven't fucking touched them.
Nero grabbed Sebastian's face over his mouth, squeezing as hard as he could without popping his fucking head off.
If I find out you're fucking lying to me, I promise you will be unrecognizable by the time I get done with you. Understand?
Sebastian nodded as hard as he could, and Nero shoved his face down, making his head meet the concrete floor. Sebastian finally let his tears run.
Now you can get the fuck out of here.
Nero watched Sebastian get up and scramble off.
Yeah, just like a little bitch.
He really couldn't do much more to Sebastian, no matter how much he wanted to smash the liar's face in. Elle was right. They had to be smart about what they did on school grounds. However, outside of these walls was going to be a completely different story. Nero stood back up and noticed his crew didn't look very pleased. Hell, Nero wasn't pleased that he couldn't hurt Sebastian the way he would like.
We find someone to talk and tell us everything. Then we get him outside of school.
Nero needed them to focus.
Like Hell said, look at the bigger picture. Fine.
Vincent wasn't happy about his choice, but he wasn't the one calling the shots. Amo started walking away.
I'm going back to class.
Nero had known Amo wasn't going to approve. When Amo wanted to hurt someone, he didn't care if they were innocent or guilty. He would kill and not give a shit. Nero knew this because he normally would act the same way, but this time it was different. He had to take L into consideration, and he wanted this handled properly. Nero watched Amo walk away and out of sight. He leaned his back up against the school and squeezed the bridge of his nose. He was starting to really regret his decision. Vincent leaned against the wall beside him.
He'll come around. You know how Amo gets when he wants to kill something?
Yeah, which is making me want to change my mind.
As much as I want to chop Sebastian's fucking dick off, you're right. It'll be much more fun hurting him after we know what he's done.
Vincent said exactly how he felt, and it helped Nero accept his decision. He relaxed his muscles.
It will be, won't it?
Vincent smiled.
It will, but I don't know if it will be as much fun as what you and Elle did in the girls' locker room. I'm guessing you took complete advantage of the situation.
Nero had taken advantage of Elle being hit in the head.
I deserve something from it if I can't kill someone.
Nero looked over at Vincent and saw him look at his neck. Nero smiled, remembering how hard Elle had bitten him. He would have never guessed Elle would be the rough type. The bite had caused him to give in and play with her.
Of course I did. She got me good, didn't she?
He hadn't looked at it yet, although he could feel he had a nice mark on him. Vincent laughed.
She did. Damn, please tell me you took my advice.
Oh, I got her on her knees, but I want her crawling.
Oh, God, you didn't. Nero, it's the polite thing to do. Girl gets on her knees, and you give her something to do.
Vincent started shaking his head at him. Nero smiled at him.
Just think about how much more fun it will be after she's been down there a while.
Man, you're fucking lucky. I know you actually like her. Otherwise, I'd show her the hospitable thing to do.
Wait, you like her, right? Because we do have a good thing going with the other girls at school.
Nero didn't even have to think.
Touch her, and I'll chop your fucking dick off.
So that means I can at least think about her suck.
Elle couldn't wait for Spanish class to end. She was too anxious to see if the guys would actually be there because, if they weren't, well, she and Chloe would no longer be able to continue at Legacy Prep. When the bell rang, Elle wasn't anxious anymore to get up and see if they were out there.
I know they couldn't help themselves.
She thought about how pissed their faces were in the gym.
There's no way they couldn't.
Elle reluctantly got to her feet and headed for the door. When she looked out into the hall, there they were, leaning against the lockers.
Well, what do you know?
Elle noticed Vincent was kind of hobbled over, holding his stomach, and his face looked like he might be sick. She became worried and started walking up to him.
Vincent, are you okay?
Elle walked closer to him, passing Nero. Vincent held up his hand.
I'm fine.
Elle stopped walking toward him. However, she didn't think he sounded very good either. As a result, she took another step and held up her hand to check to make sure. Vincent waved his hand in front of her.
No, don't come any closer. I'm fine.
What is wrong with him?
Elle didn't know what had happened to him. Nero grabbed her waist, pulling her toward him.
He said he's fine.
Elle looked up at him, and Nero took the opportunity to claim her lips. He gave her a quick, firm kiss, making her forget about...
Wait, what was I talking about?
All right, Amo, you can take Chloe to class,
Nero said, nodding toward Amo. Elle had been taken off guard by his kiss, but she was quickly brought back by his words.
What? No, we need to all walk together.
Elle couldn't let Chloe walk with only Amo after what had happened with all of them sitting at the table.
Come on, Chloe.
Amo motioned for Chloe to start walking, everyone acting like they hadn't even heard a word she had just said. Elle pushed at Nero's chest for him to say something when Chloe looked down at the floor and slowly started walking. Nero just squeezed her hips tighter without saying a word as they watched them walk to health class. Elle tried to squirm out of his grasp as he held her around the waist with one arm.
One arm? Really?
Nero lifted his other hand and grabbed her hair, pulling it down.
You need to stop questioning me. I'm the one with the dick, and the sooner you realize that, the easier this will be. Trust me, baby. You'll start to like it that way.
Nero dropped his hand from her hair.
Come on.
Nero took her hand and led her in the same direction as Amo and Chloe had gone.
I do not understand him sometimes.
They followed them at the same distance as they had the day before. Elle saw Chloe was still walking at his back.
Old habits die hard.
When Amo stopped and turned around, Elle saw his scary-ass face say something really low to Chloe. Moreover, whatever he had said to her made her quickly move to stand beside him. Elle and Nero laughed at the two, and Elle could hear Vincent attempt a laugh, but a sound of pain escaped instead. Elle turned her head to look back at Vincent, and saw he was walking farther back than he usually did. When she looked him in the eyes, he swiftly turned his head in another direction.
What is going on today?
Elle turned her head back to watch Chloe safely walk to the classroom. When they were a couple feet from the door, Chloe tried to run. She had her hand on the doorknob when even Elle could hear Amo loudly scream,
"Chloe!"
Elle tried to run to Chloe, but Nero held her hand tightly, making her stay in place. Elle had to remember the words Nero had just spoken to her. "I'm the one with the dick." Elle reluctantly stood there and watched as Chloe dropped her hand from the doorknob. Amo closed the distance and grabbed the door handle himself, opening the door for her. Chloe kept her eyes down as she slowly walked into the classroom, like she was defeated, with Amo following her in, then slamming the door. Nero started walking again, pulling her hand to head to their class.
"Does Amo know we're following him?"
Elle couldn't tell. Nero shrugged.
"I haven't told him we are, but he might know on his own. Don't get used to this, though. She needs to learn not to depend on you."
Elle smiled up at Nero before she laid her head on his arm. She liked when Nero could actually be sweet.
"Well, try to be sweet."
Elle noticed Vincent could hardly keep up and had fallen way behind. She decided to ask Nero what had happened to him.
"Why is Vincent acting so weird? He won't even look at me."
Elle could have sworn she saw Nero smile before it vanished.
"I don't know."
Elle tried again.
"Do you know what happened to him? It looks like he got hurt or something."
"I think he just got a little winded."
Elle decided to give up.
There's no telling what they got into.
After Nero walked Elle into their classroom, she took a seat while Nero went to get their posters in the back of the class. Elle started pulling out some blank paper and a pen from her bag when she noticed Nero hadn't come back with their posters. She looked up and saw he was practically sandwiched between the two bimbos. Elle's heart started to ache. This ache was the type that felt like her heart was splitting in two. She could only watch as Nero went through the posters on the back table with the two girls on either side of him, their bodies rubbing up against his while they talked to each other. Elle couldn't hear what they were saying, though. She had to look down before her heart ripped in two.
"I can't watch."
She picked up her pen and quickly started writing. Nero joined her a few seconds later with their posters. She didn't pull her face away from her papers to look at him. She didn't want to see his face,
which is probably smiling from ear to ear right now.
She also didn't want the bimbos to see they had hurt her. Therefore, she never picked her eyes up from writing the entire class period. It was hard for Elle to concentrate and write words fluidly without Nero noticing she was attempting to ignore him. She later realized she didn't want Nero to see she was hurt either. She didn't even know if she had a right to be upset, since she hadn't seen Nero respond to them.
Yeah, but he didn't try to stop them either.
She couldn't stop picturing them pressing their boobs into his arm.
"I have a fucking right to be upset."
Nero had tried a few times to gain her attention by flirting with her throughout the class period. However, Elle never gave in and kept her attention on her writing. When the final school bell rang, Elle leisurely put her papers back into her bag. Nero didn't talk until the classroom had cleared out.
"Is there a problem?"
"Nope."
Elle sat there, playing with the zipper on her satchel. She knew better than to get up this time. Nero had practically burned a hole in her face.
"You sure about that?"
"Yep."
Elle and Nero sat there in silence. She had nothing to say to him. She thought it was a joke to have believed Nero could be satisfied with one woman. He used to go through 3 a day. Elle sadly wished she was exaggerating.
I don't want to see you ever touch another guy again.
When Nero had spoken those words to her earlier, she had believed it as Nero taking them being together seriously. She hadn't realized he didn't think the touching thing was a two-way street. Elle stood and went to the door when Amo and Chloe reached the classroom.
Is Lana picking you up?
Yeah, she's out front waiting for me,
Chloe said, trying to smile. Elle knew Lana wouldn't be able to take her home, but it never hurt to ask. Elle gave Chloe a reassuring smile and then started walking for the doors. She didn't even wait for Amo to start walking out in front. She wanted to get out of there and away from Nero as soon as possible. She walked out the doors by herself, with everyone else a ways behind her. She waited in the student pickup area to watch Chloe get into Lana's car. A minute later, Chloe had caught up to her and whispered,
"Bye,"
as she headed for the car. Elle knew that Chloe noticed she was upset at something, yet Elle made sure to smile at her to let her know she wasn't upset with her. She would text her later to make sure she understood. Elle wasn't even upset at Nero or the bimbos. She was upset at herself for thinking she and Nero might work. After Elle watched Chloe close the door, she started walking toward the next bus stop. Nero yelled,
"Where are you going?"
He and the guys were waiting about 10 feet away from her while she had watched Chloe get in the car. Elle kept walking. Nero shouted again,
"Elle!"
She kept walking. Then Elle felt Nero snatch her arm.
"Where the hell do you think you're going?"
She tried to jerk her arm away, but like it usually was when he had a hold of her, it was useless.
"I am sick and tired of this shit."
"Let me go. I'm going to ride the bus."
"No, you're not, Elle. You're riding with me."
Nero pulled her in the opposite direction. Elle did not appreciate him telling her what to do anymore.
"He doesn't tell me what to do and who I can't touch."
"No, I'm fucking not."
Elle hit Nero's arm as hard as she could and jerked her arm away. She wasn't stupid, though. As soon as her arm was free, she started running. Elle hoped she had the element of surprise on her side as she ran as fast as she could. She didn't look back to see if Nero was coming after her.
"I'm not that dumb, either."
Unfortunately, though, Elle was that dumb to think she could outrun Nero. Nero grabbed Elle from behind, and Elle started hitting and kicking him to let her go. Nero's voice sounded cold.
"Elle, stop it now."
She didn't care how scary he sounded. She wasn't going to stop. The emotion of seeing the girls rub all over Nero had driven her body crazy. Nero swung her body around to face him and held her arms tightly to keep her still. He kept his same icy composure when he said,
"Now tell me what the fuck is wrong with you."
"Fuck you."
Chapter 21. The Two Sides of Elle. When the words came out, Elle saw Nero's eyes snap. He swiftly bent over and threw her over his shoulder before spinning around and walking toward the student parking lot. Being higher up in the air, she realized she hadn't gotten very far before Nero had caught her.
"Let me down!"